Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, that you join us every week on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We are excited because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are excited today, Father God, because Mokoshe Bakade, you are here. Mokoshe Bakade, we acknowledge your presence, oh God. We get out the way, Father God, and we align with your holy plans, your righteous plans, oh God. Mokoshe Bakade, we are your children. Mokoshe Bakade, ekorididia. We are the children of the Most High God. We are the children of the King of Kings. Father God, we thank you that you are an awesome King. Mokoshe, more awesome than we could even think or imagine, oh God. We thank you, Father God. Mokoshe Bakade, Mokoridididia, Kashedidia, that you are always with us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We thank you that you join us, Mokoshe Baka. We come to worship you today, Father God. You are the Most High God, and we give you honor. We give you praise. You are the one who gives us life. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve the Almighty. None can compare to how great you are. None can compare. Mokoshe Baka De. No one is like you, our God. What a mighty God we serve. You are our creator. You are our Lord. You are our shepherd. You are the King of Kings. You are King above all kings. You are the Almighty. You are Alpha. You are Omega. Mokoshe Bakade Ekorididia. We thank you that you allow us as human beings to serve you, O God. Father, you said in your word in Habakkuk 2:2-3, Mokoshe Bakade, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, Mokoshe Bakade, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Mokoshe Bakade. And Father, I thank you for the vision that you have given us. Our vision is to reach children of all nationalities and teach them about you, their great creator, the God who loves them, Mokoshe Baka, the one who said in Matthew 19:14, allow children to come to you and do not stop them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Our vision is to give them hope and vision for the future, Mokoshe Baka, to let them know that, Mokoshe Baka, that you put a purpose on the inside of them, Mokoshe Baka, to fulfill. And to fulfill that purpose, they must develop a relationship with you, their creator, Father God. Also, Father God, our vision is to train our children in the way they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Our foundation scripture is 1 Corinthians 11:13. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I talked like a child. I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became an adult, I put away childish things. Mokoshe Bakadidia, Koshe Bakadidia, Koshe Bakadidia. Mokoshe, welcome. Welcome again to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Thank you so much for being with us. We love each one of you. We thank you for your presence. God loves you even more. Mokoshe Bakadidia. Today we're going to read from Psalms, the book of Psalms. Chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. Lord, who shall abide in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor maketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall not never be moved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank the Father for all that he's doing on Bible Story Land, on Boys to Men. So today I'm going to say a prayer for the children. This book, this prayer comes out of Prayers That Bring Change from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this is a prayer for the next generation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up, Mokoshe Bakade, and we come lifting up the next generation before you, Father God. We bind the spirit of the cosmic creator, Mokoshe Bakade de Akashe de Ode de Akashe. We come against the spirit that would put the spotlight of the world and make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. We decree, Mokoshe, and declare this spirit is bound and rendered weak and powerless. We declare that the generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God. We release prayer warriors in the elementary schools, Mokoshe, in the middle schools, in the high schools, and the colleges. Release your anointing, God, to the technical colleges, beauty schools, and all other places of training and education. God, appoint your people to represent you in the marketplaces, Hollywood, the political arena, professional arena, and other industries of influence in the lives of young people. We break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of the father being released in this nation. We bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning the innocent bloodshed in the land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of the Lord. The devices set against the children of the womb to college are broken. The children from the womb to college are broken. We bind every perverse spirit that will come against children. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia, incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and sexual crimes or spirits of violation, you will not steal the purity of the children. We declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull down young people. They shall shine as light on the top of the hill and draw others into the kingdom. God, your word says that if you are lifted up, men will be drawn to you. I declare that the next generation will lift you up. We speak the boldness of the Holy Ghost to young men and young women, Mokoshe Baka, to speak the commandments of the Lord and walk in fierce obedience to God. They shall prophesy with precision, teach with accuracy, and lead with apostolic authority, win souls with the fire of evangelism, and be shepherds with hearts to feed the sheep. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord in their bellies and wake up with the thirst of God in their mouths. All generational curses are broken. The blessings of the anointing of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. Their homes shall be places of peace. They will inhabit, inherit, and possess the land. Curses of economy from this generation shall not plague the next generation. The spirit of good stewardship, the spirit of good stewardship is the portion of the next generation. We declare that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in the young people who will run our nation tomorrow. They shall have good success and not fail. 1,000 shall fall to one side and 10,000 at the other. But no harm shall come near their dwellings of the next generation. Rebellion and rejection are being broken off our children. They are displaced by the spirit of meekness and truth. Faith and joy are released to the next generation. Faith and joy released to the next generation carries the torch of the Lord. Lord, I call forth psalmists, musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace apostles, ministry teams, financiers, to support the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit that will cause young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. I bind suicide, alcohol, and drug use. Every door to the demonic is closed through music, videos, movies, video games, and internet. Demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and all other modes of transportation for demons on the internet. Airway is bound. We bind up the subliminal meaning of www, which means 666, and bind the beast of the internet. Lord, we know that many good things happen on the internet in your name, but the powers of the accursed thing that flow into the lives of our children are broken. Every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covert operations of devil worshipers, the five percenters, fraternities and sororities, masons and shriners, skinheads, Black Panthers, New Black Panthers, street gangs, and all other organizations that have negative influences on our young people are bound and blocked. We pull down the strongholds of images of the world released by the movie industry, television, and media. The spirit of the Medes is bound and cannot control the minds of the next generation through secular humanism. The New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that promote values that do not line up with holiness and righteousness and right standing with Christ. Father, let our children be focused and steadfast in you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have been studying the book of Proverbs for a few months about what Solomon, the greatest king of wisdom, taught his son Rehoboam and his other children. We started in chapter 1 of Proverbs and completed chapters 1 through 5. Today we're going to shift from King Solomon to King Lemuel. And we also have two guests with us that are going to be doing something in a few minutes. So I thank God for their patience. We're going to be studying about King Lemuel for a few minutes. We also studied about him last Saturday. His story is found in Proverbs 31:1-9. So King Lemuel means the Lord. It means the name to God, belonging to God. So King Lemuel belonged to God because of his mother giving him to God. King Lemuel's mother prophesied to him. She asked her son some questions, about three questions. She said, "What, my son?" You know, as she talked to him, she could have seen his expression on his face, like a question of why or what his mother was telling him as she proceeded. The next question was, "What, my son, to whom I gave birth?" Wow. King Lemuel was blessed. He received his mother's love. You know, all children don't have a mother's love. Some children, their mothers tried to abort them, but because Father God didn't allow it, they are still here. But that don't mean that that's their true mother. That's just their birth mother. But God will find spiritual mothers to love our children, those who don't have natural mothers to love them. So to be remembered now, remember, I love you, King Lemuel's mother told him. I gave you birth. I carried you so close to me. You were attached to me by the umbilical cord. While you were attached to me, you were supplied with oxygen and nourishment that you needed to continue to grow and develop properly when the umbilical cord was cut. I continued to nourish you so that you could stay strong and healthy. I prayed for you and did everything it took so that you would develop into a fine young man that you are today. I'm proud of you, my son. I taught you the ways of God. So today, my son, as I speak to you, remember the things your father and I have taught you, and most especially the warning we have given you. Now pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you, my son, in regards to your moral life. Remember the things I'm telling you. Do not give strength to women. Do not, I repeat again to you, my son, do not give your strength to women. Stay pure and holy before God. Remain holy both in body and in your spirit. When you love wisdom, your father rejoices. But if you keep company with harlots or prostitutes, you waste your money. You waste your wealth. Do not even give your power to those who would destroy or ruin you as a king. You were chosen by God to live a holy life. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to yourself. Never commit adultery. Make an agreement with your eyes so that you will not lust at a woman. Do not be intoxicated with an adulterous woman or touch her breast. Listen, my son, whether you stay single or marry, remain faithful to God or remain faithful to God. But remember, in order to avoid sexual sins, it is good for you to have your own wife. Remember my warnings. Write it on the table of your hearts. Meditate on what I have told you thus far and what I'm about to tell you, along with abstaining from sexual sins. Stay far away from strong drinks, alcohol. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine or for rulers to crave liquor. It will cause you to forget God's law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted, those who are oppressed. Give strong drink to a dying person and wine to someone who is heavy of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and his misery. Speak out for people who cannot speak. Speak for the rights of those who are appointed to destruction. Speak out of your mouth, Lemuel, and judge fairly. Plead the cause, defend the cause of the oppressed and poor and needy. When you look for a wife, look for one who is virtuous. And she is very valuable. She is even more valuable than rubies, a valuable piece of jewelry. She is priceless, so valuable that one cannot measure her worth. She loves God and her family. So, Lemuel, I pray that you would heed my warnings. I have given you my son, the son of whom I gave birth. I love you, my son, your mom. So today, like I said, we have some guests with us. Today we have a guest speaker. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She has been a guest on Bible Storyland a few times. She's an awesome young woman of God. She graduated from a college in Miami, Florida, and she is continuing her education here in Jacksonville. Her name is Tashana LaPierre. She hosts a prayer line on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. to pray for the homeless of Jacksonville. I believe she's 21 years of age. She also sings to the Lord. So, good evening, Tashana.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Praise God.
Amen. Would you like to give us your prayer line number on Saturday nights? It comes on at 9 p.m., right?
Yes, ma'am. Every Saturday, I have a prayer line, like you said, for the homeless in Jacksonville. The phone number is 1218-632-0550, and access code is 1756-51 and the pound key. Every Saturday at 9 p.m.
Okay, let me repeat that because you were breaking up just a little bit. 1-218-632-0550, and the code is 1765-1.
No, the code is 175651, pound key.
Oh, okay. 175651 pound.
175651 pound, yes.
Oh, okay, good. And she does an awesome job. I tell you, she is a prayer warrior. How old are you now, Tashana?
I'm 21.
21 and catching up with me. Woo! Well, you ready to bring the word for today?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
And after you, we have another guest that's going to do something special for the Lord. So we're listening for your message.
All right. Well, let's begin in prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask for a decrease so that you may increase, Lord God. I pray that my words, Lord Jesus, will be able to touch the hearts of the listeners today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So today my message is, be mindful in trouble. I remember the days of my youth. I remember the days of when I was just a little child going to grade school. I remember the blissful memories. And as I get older, sometimes we can get caught up in trouble as we transition from boys to men and the girls to women. We can get caught up in trouble, but God wants us to be mindful in trouble. God wants us to be fully engaged in the moment, like when we were young, how we were playing, and it didn't matter if we had the new Xbox or if it was just a rock on the floor. We still found enjoyment. We still found happiness in living in the present and not worrying about the past or the future, or what somebody did, or what's going on with somebody else. So let's talk about trouble. Trouble can be the cares of this world. Because, like I said, as we transition and go from boys to men and girls to women, we get more responsibilities. And with more responsibilities, what can happen is we can get more worries. Some people can remember a song that says, more money, more problems. And so that's what can happen. And also trouble can be trials and tribulations, okay? But there are some truths about trials and tribulations. It says in the book of John, the 16th chapter, verse 33, it says, Jesus is saying, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So that means that we will experience tribulation. We will experience trouble in our future. So therefore, do not let yourself be sad. Do not let yourself be downtrodden because of a tribulation, because they will happen, and they happen to all. Also, in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9, it says, the thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. So the same tribulations have been going on in past generations, are still going on in this generation, and will continue to go on in future generations. So therefore, we can't hide from trouble. We can hide from trouble. But we can decide to be mindful in trouble. Okay? So we have to be careful with trouble because it can lead to distress. It can lead to emotional, circumstantial upheaval, especially emotional distress. But we must be mindful. And how can we be mindful? Well, you see, you embrace, and you are content in your present moment. You have to do like Paul says in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 11, where he says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. I have learned, he says, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. So as young people, we must be content with what we have. We must be grateful for what we have. The more that we exercise gratefulness, the more that we give God the praise, the more we will begin to feel joy in our lives. Okay, hallelujah, amen. Because it says in James chapter 1, verse 17, that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, shadow of turning. So, hallelujah, we give God praise. We give God the worship that even though a crisis may occur in our lives, something can come that can bring instability in our lives, that can make us feel like we are in dangerous situations. We must be like the disciples of Jesus, the disciples of Jesus, as it was, I think, in the book of Mark, when they were in the storm and Jesus was in the boat, he was in the hinder part, he was asleep, and the storm filled up where they were, and they started becoming fearful, and they went to Jesus and asked Jesus, "Carest thou not that we perish?" But my goodness, Jesus was with them. Jesus was in the boat, and instead of counseling them and saying that, "Okay, I'm going to console you, I'm going to wipe your tears away," he asked the disciples, he says, "Why do you fear? How is it that you do not have faith?" And so, oh my God, all of these things, storms, trouble, cares, responsibilities, as we are growing up and maturing, these things will become part of our lives. But we must learn that God is with us, that we do not need to be fearful, that we do not need to bring the negativity of our past into our present situation. We must seize the moment. We must seize the moment. And so in closing, have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and remember to be mindful because Jesus is with you, even in trouble. Amen.
Amen. Woo! That was an awesome word. An awesome word. Be mindful in trouble. Because Father God is with us even in tribulation. She said in John 16:33, Jesus, God is with us in tribulation. Ecclesiastes says, no new thing. They experienced tribulation in Bible times, and we experience it now also. So I thank God for that mighty word. We can't hide from trouble. But we can call on the name of the Most High God. And Paul said, she said in Philippians 4:11, he's learned to be content in whatever state he finds himself in. So she said we have to exercise greatness and experience joy and trust in the Most High God, and he will bring us through. So with God, yeah, we don't need to be fearful, because fear is not from the Lord. It's false evidence appearing real. Is fear. So I thank God. That was a mighty word, my daughter. I appreciate it so much. It was so encouraging.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, not only young people need it, I knew I need that word too. Got to remember to be mindful when trouble comes, because it does come. But I thank God he's with us in trouble. Well, as we continue on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, we have a man of God with us also from Jacksonville, Florida. He is a husband and a father. He's a godly comedian. He's going to do a spiritual rap today and possibly his son with him. But anyway, we are looking forward to hearing it. How you doing, Brother David Emmanuel?
Hello, Sister G. Good evening in Bible Story Land. Good evening.
All right, glad you're with us.
I'm blessed. I am blessed and grateful.
Amen. Your son going to do the rap with you, or are you doing it by yourself?
Yes, ma'am. He's going to be on there with me.
Okay, also, how you doing, David Emmanuel II?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How old are you, young man?
I'm 16.
16. Woo, y'all some old people. You and Tashana, 16 and 21? Y'all old. We're the young people. I'm just kidding. What grade are you in?
11th grade, coming around to the 12th.
All right. I remember doing 11th grade. I think it was about 100 years ago when I was in 11th grade, but I did do the 11th and on and on. So I thank God for allowing me to do the 11th grade. All right. You making the honor roll?
Getting close.
All right. Thank God for the honor roll. All right. Yeah, you got to make the honor roll. Get those scholarships so your daddy can buy you a car instead of paying college tuition. How about that?
Amen.
All right. Y'all ready to do the rap?
I'm ready to rap, but I wanted to say a testimony about something, too.
Okay. All right. You want to...
Saturday night, I was emceeing for a gospel rapper, and he did like a fundraiser tour for one church member that needed a kidney transplant. So we were doing a benefit concert in order to raise the money for this guy to get the kidney transplant. And it was that was my first time ever doing comedy in a church, and it was so phenomenal. It was like 3,000 times better than I ever imagined, and it was just, you know, Holy Ghost filled. It was awesome. And hopefully I can get these rappers on. They've been on a journey, a real journey in life that, you know, was not so great, but they have turned their lives around and dedicated to God. And I've been listening to this one guy in particular. I've been listening to his gospel rap CD all week, and it just awakens the spirit in you. And it's amazing that, you know, it's a rap song, but you can feel it, and it actually awakens the spirit in you. So it's a blessing that, and also seeing the people come together to raise money for one of God's children to get a kidney transplant. You know, that was just a blessing, because I'm also doing a scene in a class about an individual that's sick, and you know, certain people didn't have compassion for him because they was busy thinking about themselves. And that is how God exists through us when we're blessings to someone else. And I think that ties in with the scripture, you know, when he said God dwells not in a place built by the hands of man, but He dwells in each individual. When he said, "I will build a temple that the gates of hell will not prevail against," he was talking about us, each individual person. So that's kind of an example of it.
All right. Thank the Lord. That sounds great. Thank you for that testimony.
Thank you for letting me share it. Okay, without any further ado, we will dedicate this to Bible Story Land. All right. Oh, yeah. Bible Story Land. One family. Bible Story Land. Yeah. Little something like that. Together we stand. Divided we fall. Families keep together through it all. From the Sunshine State, can you correlate? The destiny of our future is looking great. Younger generation got the will at hand. If you want to make it to the promised land, then kneel to God, follow his command. Lift up your arms, praise him with your hand. Came to give us life abundantly. So why you living life like it shouldn't be? Forget about the sin and come and roll with me, and we can make it to the top where we're supposed to be. In this life, it's not all about me. It's bigger than that. It's called family. I don't need a good shot to be in the band. Just give me a mic. Forget about the stand. Keep it clean. No need to list the ring. Little David's on the track, and it's a winning team. When you get down, family's around. Whenever you get down, family's around. Whenever you get down, family's around. Whenever you get down, family's around. I get your Bibles up. I get your Bibles up. I get your Bibles up. I get your Bibles up.
Put your hands up, all my Christians. We gotta sit together till the very end. Yeah, bruh, that's a guaranteed win.
I'm the youngest of my tribe, so you know I'm trying to strive, living life to the fullest long as I'm alive. Twinkle in my eye, hot blood in my veins. You can thank the name, people fighting for fame. I'm out here playing like it's a game. You can't handle the flame, too hot to handle. I'm rocking this like it's a scandal. Run up and get lit like a candle.
Yeah. Whenever you get down, family's around. 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 Bible story land. Yeah. So, Gene, that's enough for you?
Hey, man. Woo! That was awesome. All right, now you got to create the next one for boys to men, girls to ladies. That was awesome. Together we stand, divided we fall. Come on, Bible Storyland. Whenever you get down, family's around. Keep it clean. Put your hands up, all you Christians. Oh, I love that. That was awesome. Didn't you like it, Tashana?
Yes, I did. It was awesome. I love it.
That was so good. All right, David, you better watch out. Now your son going to be taking over soon.
Amen. Amen. This is his show anyway. I'm just, this is how leadership by example to motivate him.
Amen. See,
it's a strategy, but you weren't supposed to tell him that.
Oh, I enjoyed that so much.
We're going to have Sister G on here rapping with us next time. We're going to have Sister G on here rapping with us.
I'm willing. Y'all just got to teach me.
Amen. You know what? The Lord does, whenever you're working for God, he does things with ease. It's like breathing whenever you're working for God. That's what. So everybody needs to, you know, hopefully more kids are joining, more kids are getting motivated. Because to me, the easiest things to do in life and the thing I enjoy most in life is working for God.
Amen.
So, you know, everybody needs to get on track and grab God and just, you know, live to honor and lift up his name. Because, you know, he said, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and then all these things will be added unto you. So all you got to do is seek the kingdom first, and everything else will come.
Amen. So, woo! All right now. Keep on preaching,
right,
brother.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
How's your wife doing? I didn't hear her voice in a few weeks now, a couple of weeks or so.
She right downstairs. Hit me up something. I know she was listening to you Saturday. She.
All right. Well, I said hello.
She's down there listening.
All right. I thank God for you all. All right. Well, it
is. You, Donna.
Huh?
I'm letting her know you can't hear her. Cause she,
oh, okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, I see another number on here. She's probably on here, but she's muted. But anyway, hello, Donna Emmanuel. And I enjoyed your cousin last week, too, David. I forgot her first name, but I know her last name is Emmanuel.
I think she may be on there. No.
Yeah, she may have been on there one time. It was a couple of people hung up. Pardon me?
I think she may be on today as well, but she was catching a plane out of Tampa. But I texted to her, and she said she was on. So.
Oh, yeah. That was probably her. She hung up now. It was probably her on there earlier.
Yes, ma'am. She had to get on the plane, so they probably made her turn it off. So.
Okay. I understand that. We wanted to get there safely. Well, any more testimonies? Anybody else? Tashana got a testimony?
No, I don't have a current testimony. I just have the testimony that, well, yeah, I do actually. At school, I used to go to the University of Miami, and I was in the nursing program, and I remember there was, so I started it, I was doing clinicals, and I just felt very tumultuous, you know. I felt like my mind was just, you know, very bothered. I felt that I didn't have peace, you know. There was a moment of time where I didn't have peace, and I remember crying out to God, and because it was during finals. And during finals, you have just test after test after test. So I just remember crying out to God in prayer, and I was telling God, you know, please help me because, you know, I love going to school. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to do my best. I'm staying up. I'm not even sleeping. I'm just staying up to study for my exam. But I don't have the peace right now to study and so that I can do well. And so I was just crying out to God and just asking him to help me. And the next day, I took my exams. I didn't do so well. After that, I came home for the break, and I didn't know what was my results with all my classes because of those finals. And, you know, I was dealing with some anxiety also. And I didn't know until I finally received a letter from the school, the nursing school that I was there, that I was in. And they were like, well, you know, fortunately, you know, you didn't make, you know, a good grade in that class and in this class. And so because of that and because of our program, you know, you're no longer going to be able to come. So my mother was even like, you know, why go back to the school? I don't know if, you know, what you're going to do because of the situation with your classes. But there was a peace that came. See, God can give you peace in the middle of trouble. God can give you peace. And there was a peace about going back to school. And so I remember just telling my mom, you know, I'm going back. And I went back. And I went back to the school. And I remember my mom was still here in Jacksonville, but she was fasting and she was praying, and she was praying for me because she was very anxious. She didn't know what was going to happen, if they were going to take me back, you know, into the program or not into the program or into the school itself because I didn't register for any other classes or any other school. But I just went in there, and I'm telling you, things just aligned up. Things just lined up, and I remember seeing the dean of the school as I was just walking in the corridors of the school and just kind of just going to her very humbly and telling her my situation. Next thing I know, she is talking to the guidance counselor at the School of Nursing, and everything is handled. They told me, you know, don't worry. You know, everything is handled. Everything is put together. And I remember calling my mom, and she was like, Tashana, you don't know. I was praying so hard, and I remember, and I was praying so hard, and I got a vision, and it was like God was with you, and God is just with you. I know that God is with you. And I was like, yes, God is with me, because I went in there, and God allowed for me to continue to go to school. And I even got to graduate early. And so I just give God the praise for that. And although I didn't go into the nursing program again, I went into another program. But, you know, I went to another program, but now I'm in the nursing program. So I give God the praise because God knows exactly what he's doing. So in that moment, I could have been discouraged. I could have said, you know what, I'm not going back, you know, but my faith and just God being faithful, he still opened doors for me and allowed for me to have greater opportunities with what I ended up going to school for and still enables me to finish my nursing program even right now. So that's my testimony. Just don't give up and continue to have faith. And even when people try to close doors in front of your face, and even if it's not your fault and situations just happen, just cry out to God, and in due time, he'll come and he'll resolve the situation, and you'll realize that you're actually better off.
Amen. Woo! That sounds like the plan of the Father. That's an awesome testimony. And you know what? When parents pray, just like King Lemuel, the story that I was telling you all about a little while ago, his mother prayed for him that he would be a mighty man of God, and he was that. So I thank God for that testimony, how your mother prayed and how she fasted And, you know, you went on faith. You went back to the school. And, you know, that's what the Bible talks about. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. You didn't even know how you were going to make it at the school, but God put the dean in your path, and you had a conversation with her that shifted the whole thing because of a mother's prayers, because of your determination. And that's what God wants. You know, even though it looked like the door was closed, you say, oh, no, I'm a servant of the Most High God. I'm an overcomer. And I thank God that you overcame. You graduated early because you were led by the Spirit of the Most High God. And when we are led by God, you know, sometimes we don't understand how he do things. We don't understand his ways. But I know one thing, when we trust in him, when we trust in God, he will make it happen for us. So I thank God. That was an awesome testimony. Oh, my God. Thank God for you. Well, it's prayer time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Anybody have prayer requests today? Prayer requests. We're open. So press 1 if you're not already on live. So press 1 and we'll take your prayer request if you're requesting prayer. Well, I'll be the first. I'm requesting prayer for my families. You know, last Saturday, my cousin, they had her homegoing service, and it was an awesome service. I thank God for it. It was an awesome homegoing. But I'm requesting prayer for her husband, and she has 3 children. They're grown, but yet, you know, you still go through. I don't care if your mother lives to be 120. You will still miss your mom. You will still go through trial pain because of it. So I'm asking for prayer for, you know, her family, the Tatum family, and all of our family. So, and for our children, you know. Almost every time I listen to the news, there's something tragic happening with our children. But I do know that many of us need to fast and pray for our children. So let's keep that in mind. Pray for our children. Yes, did someone press 1?
Yes, if you could pray for Haiti.
Haiti, okay.
Yes, exactly, because of the earthquake that happened there. And and they're still trying to recover. The tent cities that they've put together for families is very unsafe. People, you know, can easily get killed, get raped, and children are in danger. And so I just pray that, you know, Haiti will get better and for housing for those people.
Okay. All right, thank you. Yes, your family is from Haiti, aren't they, Tishana?
Yes.
Okay. All right, yes, I remember when you were so diligent in getting things that they needed during the tsunami, and it was such a devastating thing. I know I was in Katrina, and I just can't even imagine worse than that, and the tsunami was worse than...
No, it wasn't a... it was earthquake.
Oh, it was an earthquake. Okay. Thank you. All right. Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I would like prayer for, thank the Lord, my son, Lord's will be turning 11 tomorrow, my youngest son.
He'll be turning what?
He'll be turning, I'm sorry, 11. He'll be turning 11 tomorrow.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Which is a blessing, because when he was born, he had, like, the umbilical cord around his neck, so, you know, things weren't looking as good, but thank the Lord that he's with us, and it was a little struggle, but also for the play that I'm in, and you know, for the cast members and everything, because we're starting to have cast members drop out, and one cast member has something going on with her face, and I'm not sure of what it is, and she
I think she said the name of what it was, but it made like one side of her face numb, and she's like the lead actor, and she's such a blessing. And it's been great knowing her because she, you know, she said growing up her family didn't do all the church stuff and the God stuff, so she's not really familiar with it, but she's interested. So, you know, I've been able to have conversations with her. And so actually she had been there a couple of nights, and I prayed real strong the practice before. And, you know, we needed like two more people. And the next day she came in practice anyway, you know, despite her face, her facial thing. And, yeah. And also another guy, a guy came to fill another spot. So God sent two people the next day. And I was like, that was so phenomenal. I was thankful to God for that. And I don't know who else might need prayer, but I imagine everybody needs prayer. So, you know, praying for the whole world.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Okay. Well, we're going to petition the Father for the prayer requests that we have and even for the unspoken ones. Father, we adore you. We just bless you today, oh God. We just thank you that you are a great Father, that there's nothing too difficult for you. We call on you, the great and mighty I am. And Father, I thank you for the vehicle of prayer, that we can come to you and we can call on your name. And you said, whatever we ask in your name, believing, you will grant it. So I thank you, Father God. We believe in you. We believe that you do hear. You hearken to our prayers. You answer according to your will and your plan. And we say, have your way. And Father, we lift up families everywhere, particularly the Tatum family and the bereavement of their loved one and anyone else, Lord God, who has lost loved ones. We lift them up and we ask you, the great comforter, to comfort them, oh God. I thank you, Father God. You said we are to weep with those who weep, and to be joyful with those who are joyful. So, Father God, we come today thanking you, oh God, for comforting this family. We cast their every care upon you because you care for them. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you for families. We decree and declare that families will have peace, peace within themselves, peace with each other. We thank you for family togetherness. We thank you for family salvation. For those that are not saved, oh God, that they will be saved. In the name of Jesus, they will be called upon your name, Mokoshe Bakade, as Lord and Savior, and they will get to know you, Mokoshe, as Lord and as Savior. They will acknowledge you as Creator. They will acknowledge you as Savior. And Father, we thank you for our children, the gift that you've given us, O God. Father, we cry out for our children today. Our hearts are saddened when we listen to the news at the murders and all the vindictive things that are being done to our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we repent. In the name of Jesus, for any way we've caused these things to happen, oh God, we ask you to shut the door on the enemy, oh God, that's coming against our children, oh God. Forgive us, Father God, for sins of our land, oh God, Mokoshe, particularly the shedding of innocent blood, our unborn babies, oh God. Forgive us, Father God, any Mokoshe Bakade Ekoridia, for mass murders of our unborn babies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your judgment, oh God, in the land. Mokoshe Bakade Ekoridia. We know it does not please you, Father God, when abortions go forth. In the name of Jesus, they're taking the life that you put and intended to have life and life more abundantly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia, forgive us, O God, for sins, Mokoshe, that we commit against you. against ourselves, against each other, oh God. Oh, Father God, you said if your people who are called by your name would turn from our wicked ways, Mokoshe Bakade, repent. Mokoshe Baka of our sins. Mokoshe Bakade Eke. Then you would hear from heaven and you would heal the land. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia. Our land need healing, O God. You said if we cry unto you, even our enemies would turn back. So, Father God, we ask you to turn our enemies back. Rescue our children from those. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia. Who Mokoshe would try to rape, murder, kill, destroy, Mokoshe Baka them in the name of Jesus. We put our children in a safe place. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children, those who are on today, live on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, Mokoshe David Emmanuel II, Mokoshe Baka de Ekoredidia, Tashana Lapierre, Mokoshe Baka de. And all of our children, Mokoshe represented on here, Mokoshe Bakade Eko Dididia. We lift up our children all over the Florida, Mokoshe Baka, all over Mokoshe Bakade, California, Texas, New Mexico, Mokoshe Nebraska, Mokoshe Bakade Alaska, Hawaii, all over Tennessee, Mokoshe Bakade Texas, Mokoshe New York, Mokoshe every city throughout the America. We lift up our children, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe, we plead your precious blood over them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe Bakade, we bind the hand of the cosmic creator that will come against our children in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are bound, and all of your imps, you have no weapon. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia Kashe. We plead the blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Mokonene Keshe de Odi Makade Ekodaka Ekonene Keshe de Olamoko. You are destroyed. Mokoshe Bakade Ekedidia Odidia Lilaboko. All of our lions, bears, and giants are destroyed. We cut their heads off at the root. Mokoshe Bakade Ekedidia. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia. All your plans are destroyed against our children, against our nation, against the children of the world. Mokodididia Lilaboko. Father, we thank you for feeding the hungry children of this world. Those that are walking around hungry, those that are in their homes that are hungry, those children that are being starved, even in their own homes, we lift them up before you, and we thank you for feeding them, Mokoshe Baka, not only physical food, but spiritual food that will strengthen them. Mokoshe Baka, we say our children will live out all of their days in the name of Jesus because they are obedient to you. They are obedient to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. Our children will be saved at an early age. They will say, yes, Lord. They will be obedient to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us for our disobedience of you, O God. In the name of Jesus. Show us ways that we need to repent, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakade, ways that we're disobedient to you, O God, forgive us, Father God. In the name of ways that we're rebellious, forgive us, Father. In the name of Jesus, that's causing all of this havoc in the land against our children, against our gift that you gave us, O God. Have mercy upon our children, O God. Spare their lives, O God. Allow them to live to see their great-great-grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakade Ekodididia Kashe. We decree and declare that even the children that are to be born shall call upon the name of the Most High God as Savior, as Lord, as King, as Father, as Shepherd. Shepherd over our children, O God. Shepherd over fathers, O God. Shepherd over mothers, O God. Shepherd over grandparents, O God. Shepherd over aunts and uncles and cousins, O God. Father, I lift up Haiti, O God, in the name of Jesus, particularly the children and their families, O God. Mokodididia, particularly Tashana's family, O God. You know what they went through, O God. You were there because there's no place that you are not. So you saw everything they were going through. I thank you for the ones that you saved, that you snatched out, oh God, that you protected, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you for a recovery from that earthquake, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the safety of the people, oh God. We ask you to feed them Mokoshe, healthy food. Mokoshe Baka, healthy water, oh God, clean water. Father God, when they thirst, let the water be clean, oh God. Mokoshe Bakade, heal them inside out. Those that have had to drink poisonous water or eat food that was full of maggots or full of this or full of that, unclean food, unclean water. Forgive us for any ungratefulness in us. Forgive us for complaints against what you didn't do for us, oh God. When, Lord God, there are people in Haiti who are suffering, who just wish that they had a drop of water, oh God, that was clean, oh God. So, Father, today we cry out to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal Haiti, oh God, that land, that area that was destroyed, oh God. Give a recovery, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to heed when you're giving warnings in the judgments, oh God. Help us not to be deaf to you. Help us not to be insensitive to you. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to hear you when you call upon us, when you want us to do things, oh God, to help people, oh God. Hear our cries for the homeless, oh God. Hear our cries, oh God, for the hungry, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up David, Emmanuel's son, that will be turning 11 on tomorrow. I thank you that he shall live out all of his days. Mokoshe Bakade, I thank you for his father. I thank you for his mother. I thank you for them birthing him into this world at such a time as this. I thank you for the call upon that 11-year-old's life and upon his 16-year-old son, oh God. May they hear you when you call upon them to do a mighty work. May they say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, even though they don't understand it, may they be like Abraham when you called him and you told him to go to another land to leave his own family, oh God. But, Father, I thank you that he was obedient because we're Abraham's sons and daughters, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for his son being healthy. Mokoshe Bakade, in all ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that his son is already 10 times smarter than if all of his sons are 10 times smarter, and both of his sons are 10 times smarter, in the name of Jesus. They are healthy. They are prospering in you day by day, in the name of Jesus. They are fully armored, fully protected. I thank you that they were raised with plenty, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up the play that David Emmanuel will be in. We particularly lifting up the cast. Any cast member who is not saved, Mokoshe Bakade, we ask you for salvation to go forth for them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for his cast member that he's concerned about, her health, oh God. Father, we lift her health up before you. You know all about her health, oh God, because you are the God who sent the word and healed them. So send the word and heal her. Mokoshe Bakade, may this play go according to your plan, according to your will. May they take out parts that's not like you and put in parts where you belong, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe, may they honor you throughout the entire play. In the name of Jesus, may this play be Mokoshe dedicated to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for hearing, for answering this prayer in Jesus' holy name. Father, anything I've forgotten, I lift it up before you in the name of Jesus. Any of us, Father, that are backslidden, that are not Mokoshe running hard after you like a deer runs after the water brook, We ask you to restore us. Forgive us, O God, and restore us back unto you as never before, our first love. Let us give love to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. May we always represent you as children, Mokoshe, your children, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, when we represent the enemy. Mokoshe Bakare, help us to be sensitive to your spirit and know, Mokoshe Baka, when it's you and when you, Mokoshe, chastising us, we appreciate it, Father God. When you keep us on your path with your rod, we appreciate it, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. We agree with your plan today. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So I truly thank God for each of you. I love you. I thank you for joining us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We look forward to hearing from you on Saturday on Bible Storyland at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, next Thursday is the last Thursday of the month, so we will not have Bible Storyland, but this Saturday we will. So I look forward, we'll have Boys to Men, we'll have Bible Storyland. So I look forward to hearing from you. We'll be back again on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies on April the 5th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I thank the Father. Don't forget to have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And spend much time with the Father. Shut the TVs down. Shut the computers down. Shut yourselves down and spend time with Father. He's waiting in the secret place. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. My God, in you will we trust. So we thank God for each of you. I love you. I look forward to spending time with you again in a couple of weeks on Thursday. But this Saturday, you're welcome to join us. Remember to be obedient to the Most High God. In Jesus' name, I love y'all. Bye.
All right. Bye, Stephanie. Love you, too.
Bye-bye.